Hey everybody, Tanner again, and for those of you that have not met me yet, it's a pleasure to meet you. For those of you that have met me, it's good to see you again. So in this video, I am going to walk you through everything you need to know about getting your product up on mastermind.com. This is going to be the beginner to expert journey. I'm going to walk you through setting up your free trial. I'm going to walk you through your first steps. I'm going to walk you through your second steps. And in just a few minutes, you're going to understand why mastermind.com is the easiest software there is out there to launch and scale your digital product. So with that being said, let's get started. First thing I want you guys to do, if you haven't set up your free access yet, go to mmfreetrial.com. When you do that, it'll take you to this page. When you get to mmfreetrial.com, you'll notice that you're joining the free trial for the mastermind.com launch plan, which is our $47 a month plan. If you upgraded, like some of you did, to the $97 a month plan, you'll see that on here rather than the $47. And once you see that, then all you have to do to create your account is put in your email address. I'm going to go ahead and test one out. So let me put in some test information here. I'm going to put in my email address. I'm going to set a password. I'm going to agree to the terms and conditions, which you can review if you'd like. Sign up. And now you're on to the last step of getting your free trial. This is a quick video from Dean. I recommend watching it if you can, but if not, totally up to you. But the last step is to start your free trial, is to put in your credit card information and agree to the terms. I know you're probably thinking, why do you need my credit card information? Are you gonna charge me, et cetera, et cetera? The answer is absolutely not. So you have your free trial, you can cancel any time, but the credit card information is important to one, get your account active in our system. Two, make sure once you have your pages active, in a few months when you are just asleep one night and you wake up to all your pages being down, you don't freak out because we've been there before. So basically all this trial is it's absolutely $0. And whenever your trial is up, you'll start getting charged if you want. You can cancel anytime. If you choose to continue, that's absolutely incredible. But again, we're not here to trick you into spending any money. This is literally so our system can set up your account. You will not be charged and you can cancel absolutely anytime. You don't even have to call us. You can cancel inside of your account. So please don't panic by this. This is not meant to freak you out by any means. This is just important for our system and for your future with the software. So all you have to do is put your credit card information in, expiration security code, agree to basically what I just explained. You will not be charged anything, I promise, and then we'll get started. So I put my information in and now it's time to start my free trial. So I go ahead and click start free trial. And it's gonna take us into mastermind.com where we're agreeing to the compliance. Basically what the compliance is saying is that you're not gonna lie, you're not gonna cheat, and you're not gonna steal. That's very important to us here at mastermind.com, making sure that when you say something to your potential clients that you're telling the truth, you know, just like Dean and Tony preach. So that's really all this is and for you to agree upon. It's also for us to just get to know you a little better. So fill out this quick information. I'll show you a quick example. So basically all I had to do was I agreed to the compliance, which was basically what I was just saying, to always be honest to your clients. We pride ourselves on that at mastermind.com. I put in my first name, my last name. I put in my organization's name. I put in my support email, and then I put in my time zone. That's really it. And then you click next, and I am officially inside mastermind.com. If you want, you can click the link there. And you can go through some of the walkthroughs, you can follow a detailed instruction, but I'm going to kind of walk you through it personally. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this, and I'm going to give you a quick overview of what you're looking at on the left side, and then I'm going to actually build out our first product. First things first, I want to tell you guys what makes mastermind.com so unique is our directory. So when you're logged into mastermind.com, if you come over to the directory, you'll be able to see all of the products that have been created inside of mastermind.com, where you can buy products and learn. You can learn from people like The Ultimate Affiliate Mastery from Brian Cho. You can learn Born for This, Evergreen Immersion Marketplace Edition from Maya. You could do Becoming a Better Photographer from Mindy. You could do Travel Sketching in Puerto Vallarta from Alan Ramiro. So that's what really makes mastermind.com unique, is because we have this directory. So once you upload your products, you're actually going to be on this directory, which is really cool, and they'll be able to search by your name, or they'll be able to look through, as you can see, like we've got authors, we've got the organizations, we've got categories, we've got price, we have tags. So people can search via that and they can find you, which is really cool. But I'm going to hop back over to your actual dashboard. My directory will be where you, when you upload your programs, you can send your directory to people and it'll actually list all of your programs, which is really cool. So, but to get started, let me give you a couple more examples of what you're looking at on the left side so you don't get overwhelmed. My products is anything that you're gonna build. Members is anyone that has signed up for a product of yours, has opted in on an opt-in page for you. An opt-in, if you haven't watched my opt-in training video yet inside the course, you'll get there and that'll be explained. Same with upsells. Planners lets you just kind of plan out what you're building. It's kind of, here, let me show you a quick example. You can add a course planner and basically it's, what do I need to accomplish? What mastermind is it for? It's basically kind of like a to-do list. So there's that. And then you've got your organization in here where you have your settings, other members that you can invite, subdomains, analytics, your billing and usage, which is where you can mess around with your account if you no longer want to continue your trial. And then payment gateways. Payment gateways is how you connect with either Stripe or PayPal so you can collect money. And then, of course, we've got support, we've got community, feature requests, and articles and docs. But for now, I'm going to hop back up to my products, and I'm going to build our first one. All right, now that we went through some of the tedious stuff of like basically setting up your entire account, now we get to more of the fun stuff. So now that I'm at the product page, I'm going to go ahead and create our first product by clicking this blue button here. Then I'm going to go ahead and name it. Everything I'm going to fill out is going to be an example, and I'm going to pause the video, I'm going to fill it out, but then I'll explain what I filled out. So give me 2 minutes and I'll be right back. All right, so I went and filled out a few examples, and hopefully at this point, if you're filling out your first product, you've gone through and you understand what basically your superpower is. What is it that you're going to share with the world? And you also understand who your ideal client is. So basically, you want to create a name of the thing you're going to offer. I went ahead and created a create a professional golf swing. I did a short description, which will show up in the marketplace. I typed in, have you ever wondered what it would be like to hit a perfect golf shot like the pros? Well, with the Create a Professional Golf Swing program, now is your chance. I went ahead and put a public description in here. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to hit a perfect golf shot like the pros? Well, with the Create a Professional Golf Swing program, now is your chance. There's no reason you should be the guy or gal constantly searching the woods for new golf balls or kicking your tee shot out of the bunker. With this 3-module program, you'll go from slice and hooks to drive, chip, and putt. Don't let another day go by being the worst player in the group. It's your time to shine. Then I also did a thumbnail image that I created in just a few seconds, and I will actually give you guys a video on how to create a thumbnail. But I will put that at the end of this explanation. So your public description should have a strong hook story close. I did a short example, but Charlie has taught you guys copywriting. Dean has taught you guys hook story close and marketing. So if you're watching this video and you haven't gone through the course yet, I recommend you do it. But for those of you that have had, that's amazing. I'm glad you guys are here. So basically, those are the things you need just to get started. Then you can also do a video instead of an image where you pitch them on your offer. I did an image just so I didn't have to film a video. I would say 50% of our people film videos, 50% of our people use images. But that's really all you have to do, and then you can create your mastermind. Now that you've quote unquote created your product, there's only two more things we have to do to get started. We have to create a session and we have to get our pricing, our payment gateway. So first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you guys what it means to create a session. So I'm gonna go in here and I'm gonna add a new session. So this is kind of what Dean's talked about with like his riffs when he lays out a course. He talked about it in an example with Cyrene and a few other people in his earlier modules of the course. But basically, I'm going to explain in these topics what these people are gonna learn throughout this course. So for an example, I'm gonna go ahead and lay out a 3-module course for you guys if I were to be creating this Create a Professional Golf Swing course. So let me just make something up. Let's say the first topic would be the perfect mindset, and I create the session. Then I can come in here and I can create my second session. Let's say after the mindset, it is the perfect form. Create session. And then the third one could be playing the perfect round. So let's say I'm doing a 3-module course on creating a professional golf swing. Module 1 would be the perfect mindset, module 2 would be the perfect form, and module 3 would be playing the perfect round. Once I create the names of those sessions, that's when I come in and I actually put the content in. So I'll go ahead and show you guys module 1. So the public description would be a short description of the lesson list that will show up in the directory. So I will just go ahead and pause the video real quick, put some stuff in, and then we can keep going. So I went ahead and put in some mock stuff here. So I've got the perfect mindset as a topic, and then as the public description I did, in this module you will discover the mindset that all great golfers must achieve to thrive. Then the session content, this is where you actually put what's in here. So I just put a bunch of fake copy in here, but basically you could put a bunch of copy about what they're gonna discover. You could do link here to workbook. Link here to workbook, and you could actually apply a link. You could put click here for next level call, et cetera, et cetera. You can also do some long written copy. I just went ahead and copy and pasted this, but you can write something a lot better than that. You can also add attachments like PDFs and stuff, or anything you want someone to download. Let's say you have graphics that you want or a workbook that you want them to fill out. You can go ahead and add an attachment here. So after you have the public description and the session content, you can go ahead and click on a participating expert. You can do yourself. You don't need to put anyone, but you can. And then the video content type. If you want to do a live session, you come in here and you click live session. You do webinar mode or not. I'm going to always start with no. I recommend doing no unless you're going to have a lot of people there. And then session start date. Let's say May 22nd. At 12:47 p.m., apply. Then I update my session. And now you can see I've got one session ready. It's still in draft mode because I didn't activate it, but I wanted to show you guys a couple examples. So that would be the live mode. And to go live, literally all you do is click start live stream, and it'll send all your attendees notification that you're going live. And what's cool about mastermind.com is when you push live, it's gonna act kind of like a Zoom room. It's gonna pop up, you're gonna be very familiar with it. So when you interact with your students get the same link, it's gonna be very easy for them to understand too, because Zoom has been just so synonymous with virtual learning. So we made it really cool, really easy for mastermind.com. And if you don't wanna do it live, you just wanna do a normal training, you can come back to your session, click the name, you scroll down and delete the time. And then you can come to external link and you can just paste a YouTube video in there. I'm gonna go ahead and get a link and I'll throw it in there and I'll show you guys what happens. All right, so I got a link, I can paste that in there and I can just come down here and update session. And then you will notice that I have a video session in here. It's still in draft mode, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and basically what you're gonna do is you're gonna finish all three of these. So I did the perfect mindset, now I wanna do the perfect form. So this would just be public description about form, everything they learn, groups, links, etc. I know that's a typo, sorry. Don't forget you have attachments here. And then video content, let's say you're just doing a 3-module course, you already have the videos uploaded, you filmed them on YouTube, you filmed them on Vimeo, and you just wanna upload them, we can do that. So I did module 2, now let's say, there's the thumbnail you can see, it was just a YouTube video of Dean that I pulled, so you can see it. So now module 2 is uploading, and then I wanna go to the final module, playing the perfect round, do the same thing, public description, session content, got attachments, I'm gonna come down here and put my link in again, update session. Okay, so now I've got my modules done, my sessions done, whatever you wanna call them. They all mean the same thing, as long as you and your students know what they mean. So to make this live, all I have to do is come down here, published, update session. And now you'll see the status is live, green, and published. So I do that for the other two. Published, update session. Part 3, published, update session. And now all my sessions are live. If you want to throw an upsell on there, there's a video in this course where I teach you how to do upsells. If you haven't got there yet, no worries. You can worry about that when you do. You can see the expert here. That's me. And so we're almost done. The next step to start collecting payments would be to connect our payment gateway. So first thing you'll want to do is click this button, connect a payment gateway here. From here, you can connect a Stripe account or you can connect a PayPal account. I am not going to go through all of the steps to set this up because it's going to need some very personal information like your address and your social security number and stuff like that. But what you can do is click one of these two buttons, go through the setup process. They're both very self-explanatory. They might take you a few minutes, but once you're done with it, you don't have to ever do it again. So I'm going to go ahead and set mine up as a test so you guys can see. So I'll be back in just probably 2 minutes. And just like that, a few minutes later, I have already connected my Stripe account. So you can see I'm in my payment gateways. You can see I have a Stripe account connected. So once you're connected, it'll take you back here. Then all I have to do is come back to my products. You see my course, create a professional golf swing, whether it's a course, workshop, mastermind, whatever you guys want. We have so many students that are doing live workshops, live masterminds. We have so many people that are doing pre-recorded courses or stuff that they've done in the past or even just mini courses. It's also amazing. So just don't get discouraged thinking that you have to have everything. Really just pick one and go for it. So for this, I'm doing a course. I'm doing a create a professional golf swing course. It's 3 sessions, the perfect mindset, the perfect form, and playing the perfect round. And then to finalize everything, let's say we've gotten to the point where we already set up the course. We did the sessions, we did the merchant account. Now all we have to do is come back to edit details, go to live, scroll down, and pick how much we want to charge for it. So I'm going to do a paid one using my Stripe account, a one-time payment of $137. I'm going to do US currency. There's multiple in here that you can choose from, a lot to choose from. I am going to go ahead and do 137 though. And then do I want it to be searchable in the directory? Absolutely. So what tags do I want? Let's do sports, golfing, golfer, golf swing, golf skills. And then what category do I want? Let's go with sports and games. And then do I want max members? I'm going to say no, I don't want max members. So then all I have to do is by publishing my content, I agree to the terms of service and code of ethics, and then I update my mastermind. Give it a second to load, and voila. Mastermind was successfully updated. The only thing it's doing now is being reviewed very quickly by our compliance team. I know it says 24 to 48 hours, but that's being straightened away, so don't worry about that. It'll be approved much quicker than that. We've got a large team on it now. So there it is. You've got a course. So what does it look like after that? I'll show you guys. All you have to do now to start sharing it with your friends, family, colleagues, you know, potential clients, is come over here to directory preview, click that. And here's your live link you can send to people. It'll have your company name at the top. It'll have access to the mastermind, the price. By now, I've read and accepted the disclaimers, who it's created by, our contact support. And then here's the description that we wrote. Here are the lessons that we created or the sessions or modules, however you want to describe them. And then you can go ahead and buy now. Takes us to a checkout page where we can put all our information in and check out. And then as soon as we do, you'll start seeing emails come through telling you that someone bought your course, but you'll also be able to come over to members and you'll start seeing people pile into members over here. And then you'll be able to do what you want with those people. You could email them, you could text them, it's really up to you. Eventually we'll have some automated stuff where you could send emails and from other companies using stuff like Zapier. But for now, we've got everything inside of mastermind.com for those just getting started. And that is really it. So just in, I think, 25, 30 minutes, we went ahead and knocked all of this out. So I'm so glad you guys could join me. If you have any questions, don't be afraid. Again, you can come down here, click the support. There's so many people that are working with us 24/7 to answer your questions. You can also come down to articles and docs. And then if you have feature requests, community, all that stuff is in here. So again, it was a pleasure training you guys on this. I know it was a fast video. You probably have to watch it in slow motion maybe, but it should give you guys all the answers you need to at least get started. So again, we thank you guys so much and look forward to hearing your stories of success. See you guys. But wait, before you go, I forgot. I was going to give you guys the perfect thumbnail video that I created. It's a quick 3-minute video that'll show you guys how to create thumbnails very easily, so you can use them for your mastermind.com course or anything else you need when it comes to basically marketing in general. So go ahead. I filmed this a few months ago, but you can go ahead and check it out. It's real quick. It's real simple, but I hope you guys like it. See ya. Hey everybody, Tanner here from the mastermind.com team. I just wanted to walk you guys through a quick, easy, and free way to create a thumbnail for your mastermind. If you go into mastermind.com and you're setting up your first event, like I did with my test, which was an example, Fit at 40 Bootcamp, this is one of the graphics I created. I wanted to show you guys the easiest way to do this if you have no graphic design experience or anything like that. First things first, the image needs to be 320 by 240, or you could do increments of that going up. I usually do 640 by 480. Then you go over to Google and type in Canva free. Go to Canva and you can sign up with Facebook, sign up with Google. So I would recommend go ahead and doing that. I'm gonna do it myself. And once you're logged in, you'll find yourself on this page, which is a Canva homepage. Come up here to create a design, custom dimensions. We're gonna do the custom dimensions we had just talked about. So for me, I like to do 640 by 480. So 640, 480, create new design. Then immediately you'll have a bunch of templates pop up. If you're looking to do the free version, you basically just hover over one and you'll see free right there. So let's say I wanted to do, let's see if I can find a free one. That's cool. This one, that's cool. So let's do Tanner Sheldon presents dressing like Clooney on a carrot top budget. Let's say we come up, that's gonna be my course name. How to dress like George Clooney with a carrot top budget. You can scale it in different sizes. I can come in here, I can make it smaller so it fits better. Do 32. Actually, let's see. Then down here I could do the one-stop shop for all thing men's style. Or let's do this. The must-have course for all things men. All things men's style. So that's my new thumbnail. So I come up here to download. I'm gonna do just a PNG. I'm gonna download it. See, it's downloaded down here. I don't need to worry about any of this. I'll come back here if I were to want to do this. Click in here. Drag my new graphic. And then there's my new image. And that literally took, I mean, you guys saw, 5 minutes maybe, and it's free. And that's really all you need if you want to do this for free. If you want, you can sign up for Canva Pro. If you come back to the homepage and click Canva Pro, you can do a 30-day trial. So hopefully that helps. That's what I do sometimes when I'm looking for a cool thumbnail. I don't know anything about graphic design or anything, but I wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope that serves you all well. So I'll see you guys around. Bye.